Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to C2 Montreal. I'm Chris Denson. Thank you for joining us, Miguel McKelvey. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Happy to be here. This is an amazing scene.
It is. Have you been to C2 before?
No, first time. First time to Montreal, so this is all brand new to me.
You even wore your French-inspired shirt.
Yeah, well, we have two locations here, and so we have to represent in all languages, all cultures.
Very, very good, yeah. So you're, well, let's back up a little bit. Tell us a little bit, you know, for those who may live under a rock at this point in time, about what WeWork is.
Well, first thing, I think there are plenty of people who don't know anything about us, so it's always good to get a chance to talk about it. But really, I think WeWork is an idea about supporting people who are creators, who are bringing something new to life, and that really spans anyone who has an idea, wants to live in a different way, wants to work in a different way, and we think of it as sort of a holistic support system to just figure out how do we make it easier for them, how do we help them achieve their dreams.
That's great. You guys have like 130 plus locations?
Yeah, I mean, that changes. We're opening about 10 to 15 per month these days, so whatever day you happen to ask, it might have leaped forward.
Right. That's crazy. So, I mean, that's a mass, like, growth track. When we talk about ecosystems, which is sort of the theme here this year at C2, you know, how do you maintain the ecosystem and the quality as you grow and expand at such a rapid pace?
Well, I think one of the great things is that each location does sort of exist on its own. It has a great internal culture, and certainly in a city, there's something that exists when you have multiple locations. And that's, I think, the cool thing is that, you know, you have a mini ecosystem amongst the community that's in one building or in a collection of buildings, but then there is a global ecosystem as well. And I think that's where we really have to get to. That's our next step, is saying, how do we really stitch these together in a powerful way? The idea is clear. I mean, we want people to think, wow, just because I'm here in Montreal, I shouldn't be limited. I can think about business in London or New York or LA or right. Shanghai, wherever it might be. But that's where it gets really exciting, is when we start to break down those barriers.
And how old is the company?
7 years old.
Okay.
But, you know, when we first started, it was like one location in the first year, right. Two more the second year. So really the velocity has increased really fast in the past couple of years.
What makes WeWork work? It seems like a weird model, especially you walk around an open office space and it's like, I don't want anybody looking at my stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
I think we had a fundamental premise going into it that we were really open about our approach, which was to be supportive to people, to anyone. And right. And the we came from the idea that, you know, you had at the time incubators, you had, you know, exclusivity in terms of who should be allowed in these innovative environments. And we were really like, anyone can be a part of it, whether you're a lawyer, whether you are a tech startup, whether you're a fashion, you know, company, whether you're an accountant, if you have a creative energy, if you want to do things in a new way, then you should be welcome. And I think that created a certain energy that so far just continues to grow on itself.
Right.
And that diversity of people, diversity of perspectives, it just leads to an incredible, you know, kind of interchange and exchange between people that otherwise might be isolated. And no matter what context they're in, if they're, you know, in their own industry or they're in a building where they're, you know, among sheetrock walls or whatever, there are many reasons, many things that push us apart. We're really about bringing everyone together.
That's great. You know, I host an interview series called Innovation Crush, and one of the things that constantly comes up is like the innovator's journey is a lonely one, right? You see the world in a different way than someone else sees it, and what you're doing is kind of fueling those individuals. Is that kind of like...
For sure. I think fueling and also, you know, giving a broad sort of support system, so like social, emotional support. Certainly, you know, there would be times...
Give massages too? You personally give people massages?
I would love
to. I'll take one.
I do have big hands, so, you know, I may... But, I do think that part of it does come to that like holistic thing where it is, you know, your parents might have a hard time understanding you, your friends might if you're really working hard at something. And I think now we're seeing that that is extending especially into other countries. So when
right.
you think of that same idea in a place like Korea or China, you know, US perhaps already has a culture that celebrates the entrepreneur, celebrates the person who is working hard. So they may be lonely, but now transfer that to somewhere where the whole culture doesn't support you, you know, where it doesn't say it's okay to go out on your own.
What's surprised you most, right? Especially if you talk about all these different locations and different cultures and different cultural appetites, and what may be right in China might not be right in Japan. Like what?
What surprised me the most, to be honest, is how similar it actually was. So one of the most incredible experiences I've had in this whole journey was when I walked into our first location in Shanghai the first time, and it literally was like it felt exactly the same. Like, I couldn't understand the language. Most people are not speaking English, obviously. But the vibe was almost literally the same. Like, if you squinted your eyes, it felt like the same place as New York or LA or San Francisco. And to me, that was when we started. That was the premise that we felt. We thought that we're going to connect these people that are all over the world in every city, because they are. I mean, the spirit is the same. The spirit of, like you say, innovation, of creation, of wanting to do something on your own terms. That exists everywhere. But when we bring people together, that vibrance is the same. You see it in Seoul, you see it in, you know, Sydney, you see it in Mexico City. It's nearly the same, and that's what's probably the most surprising about it.
That's great. And also, you know, in that same vein, I mean, there's a lot of copycats or similar, you know, organizations that have popped up. What's your secret? What's the cultural, you know, piece that you've created? Why do people gravitate there? I mean, you talk about the social emotional piece of it, which I think that probably has some great value. But like, what is the magic, you know, secret sauce that WeWork has and other?
Well, I think there's two things that are important. The first is, from a business perspective, we are great executors, and I think we do a really good job of actually delivering on what we do. Which
is, so you're not executing people.
That hasn't been necessary.
It wouldn't work.
Right. We've consistently grown, and we've consistently shown that we can open locations in broad, far-flung places, and we've done a great job of doing that. So I think we have this sort of credibility as a brand that says we can achieve a really big mission. I think people connect to that when we say, you know, create a life, not just a living. That's a really big picture idea. But at the same time, we're showing that the way you do that is through actually, you know, tactical execution and getting things done. That said, the environments have to be vibrant. They have to make you happy. You have to walk in the morning and be like, wow, this is cool. I'm happy to be here. And I think that is a fundamental thing, is something which, again, it takes a lot of stuff. Like, design is a part of it. Our community management team, who, you know, in every building, they're incredible. They greet you with a smile. They're giving great hospitality. You know, the paper towels have to work when you put your hand in the bathroom. Like, all these little things add up to this really cool experience. And I think that's something which, if you look at like all the small parts that have to come together to make that happen, it's incredibly difficult. And I think we just continue to work, you know, so hard to make them all, you know, to be successful on every level.
You're obviously very passionate about this, you know, and I always find that a lot of entrepreneurs who like have that level of passion, you know, have a personal connection to the experience. And I know, you grew up in a commune, I hear.
I say collective, but you know, definitely an alternative environment.
What and then also you are an architect, right? And I think those two pieces of yourself, like, tell us a little bit about how that feeds into your personal connection to what WeWork is.
Well, I would say the first thing is, the way I grew up was very communal. It was, you know, my mom and her best friends sort of as a family. They all had kids, and there were no fathers involved. So we had kind of a collective mentality, and we were always surrounded by people. And I think we depended on each other in a way that's not typical in a family environment. So I think for me, that definitely set a precedent. I also, because I was surrounded by all women, five mothers basically and four sisters, I also depended on an extended network for, you know, my connection to, you know, friends and their families, friends, fathers, and stuff like that. So I was very comfortable being out amongst people all the time. And that's kind of my natural state of being, is just hanging out with random groups of people, you know, friends, family, people in and out. That natural flow is what kind of gives me energy. And so I think in some ways, you know, we've created that, we work that environment, which is the same way I grew up. But additionally, you know, from a design perspective, I think one of the things that, you know, I was like a good student, things were typically easy for me. But when I got to architecture, I realized that what you really are doing in architecture is problem solving. You're learning a way to solve problems, and you're developing an approach, a rigorous approach to problem solving. And that applies really well to what we're doing now. It applies well to startups. It applies well to innovation, because you're there's no finish line. Like, you're in constant pursuit of doing the best you can. And I think that's where we are now, is when we look at this, I mean, this, we're in this for life. Like, WeWork is a 100-year company or a 1,000-year company, whatever you want to say, because there's no way you can support people enough. Like, if you imagine you come into WeWork and you have a dream of what you want to achieve, I can never do enough for you. I can work as hard as I possibly can every day, and I still can't support you enough to help you achieve some big lofty ambition. And that's what's really cool about the position that we're in, is that we're global. We're looking at all these incredible, awesome people. We're surrounded by them, which is awesome. They're our friends. They're our, you know, we share the buildings with them. And we're thinking, how do we lift you up? How do we do more for you all the time? And that has, there's no end to that. So, you know, you can never sort of get to the point where you're like, oh yeah, we did our job, we're good.
Well, with no finish line, you know, on the horizon, like, what's next? I mean, you're multiplying 10, 20x like every month, but you know, what's the, like, is the world we work? Is it WeWorld?
Yeah, well, I think
we all pay you rent for what we do.
Membership fees. Yeah, I mean, I think there's, if you look at what we've done, being global is important to us, and we're going to keep growing. You've seen, I mean, I know you know about WeLive. So WeLive shows a step towards doing something more. We've always thought about it as a holistic system. We've thought of ways that we're supporting people who are creators, and we want to do that in residential. We want to do that in workspace. We'll probably do it in other ways too, yeah. And those things will come as we grow. We still feel very young. We still feel like a startup that's like scrappy and trying to figure it out every day, where we come to the office with like this like, shit, what are we going to do? You know, like this feeling of like, how do we get to the next day, the next week, the next month? We're still in that zone of creation and creativity. So everything's still, you know, in front of us, I think.
I mean, being malleable like that, like, you know, how much of your growth was planned versus serendipity?
Mm.
Or even capturing serendipity?
Well, I would say the ambition was planned, meaning when we started, I mean, literally from the beginning, we're like, this is global. This is going to be huge. Like, we knew from the start that we were onto something, and we felt like we were in the right time in the right place, and that we had, that our backgrounds, Adam and I and the team that we built, had led us to that point, and we were perfectly situated to do this. At the same time, you know, everything's been opportunistic. I mean, it's not like we could map out exactly what we did. It's not, and I have nothing against tech companies, but if you look at it as sort of like growing users, building your servers, whatever, getting advertising dollars, whatever it might be, we don't have that linear thing. I mean,
right.
we're really bouncing around and trying to figure things out as we go, because, you know, real estate's complicated, acquiring buildings is complicated, you know, figuring out the size and scale of each, like, when we started, we were doing workspace for 1, 2, 4, 6, and 12 people.
Wow.
Now we have 100, 200, 600 person spaces. We have the biggest, you know, Fortune 100 companies in the world we're working with, and they put teams inside of our building. So it's just evolution, and we're just, you know, riding the wave.
I mean, and along those lines where you're, you know, there's this collaborative spirit just all throughout, like, everything you've just said, right? How do you guys collaborate with brands? Like, are you creating marketing initiatives, or, you know, doing like a little bit more creative level type integrations with brands? Like, what's
you know, that? It's been interesting, because for a long time, you know, we were hesitant to do marketing, primarily because we felt like we wanted the experience to speak for itself. And so I think now we're just getting to a place where we start doing more, you know, partnerships, where we start, you know, and if you look at one example, we opened a services store, which is a partnership with, you know, over 100 software vendors that we brought together, that we felt like were the best for our members. And those are the kind of things where I think we're always looking, if we're doing something with a partner brand, it's always in service to the members that we have. So it would be, what can we do to give them more? Because our business is fundamentally great, right? We don't have to like squeeze more money out of it. Like, it works really well. So if we're going to do a partnership, we need to figure out ways that it's beneficial to
value.
Our members.
Okay.
So there's real value. And if we can add more to their experience, you know, hopefully it's stickier. They're more loyal. They you know, they want to stick with us because they get a greater degree of benefit.
How do you, like, you know, there's always a tug of war when you're working with a brand, right? It's like, oh, we want this. And we're like, we don't do that here. You know, how do you go about negotiating that creative real estate with a brand, like helping them understand what your culture actually is versus what they think it is?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough sometimes, because we do have, our members are some of the most coveted people in the world. They're innovators. They're probably forward thinkers. They're early adopters. Yeah, I think you are in spirit. And you're welcome to come to a building anytime. We have plenty in LA.
I'll take you up on that.
For sure. But I think that is a delicate thing to do. I mean, you want brand alignment in the sense of where you're trying to go. And I think we would never do something where we're just like, hey, we're going to put your name on the wall to try to appeal to our members. Or, you know, I think we really need to think that our missions are sort of aligned, or that we're trying to get to the same place in terms of what we want to happen in the world.
Where can people expect the newest WeWorks to pop up?
Well, I think we recently, I mean, they're all over the place. We recently, I think, we're coming in Canada, actually, to Toronto, which is exciting, and Vancouver, which is awesome. I think our latest one was Bogota, which we announced. So, you know, we have quite a lot of action in South America. But I think, you know, coming to a city near you, no matter where you are in the world at some point.
Do you speak any languages?
Embarrassing. No, I'm horrible at languages. Like, I've tried a few times to learn. And my name is Miguel, which I'm not Spanish, no background in it whatsoever. But everyone expects me to speak Spanish, and I can't. Nothing. Zero. Like, I've tried 3 times. Can't remember any of
it. It's like most people come up to me and speak Ebonics. you weren't supposed to laugh at that. That was a trick. Trick comment. Okay. No, I'm kidding. So, with the theme of C2 this year being ecosystems, what's the Miguel version of ecosystem? What's your definition?
I think what's interesting to me about when an ecosystem is working well, it's when the systems that, or the ways that people connect really flow in a without friction, without barrier. And I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, people are trying to create a system where the technology or the system is sort of, it's trying to deliver to you at the right time in the right place with the exact right result. Unfortunately, that's really tough to do. I think what's cooler is if there's just like a natural flow of energy. And I mean, the idealistic thing that happens is just you just happen to find the right people at the right time in the right place, right?
Right.
So whether that's possible all the time, I don't know. And I think that we're trying to facilitate connections, you know, with our digital platforms, and, you know, we'll do more. I think we're excited about the future in terms of how we can apply technology to our physical locations and start to think, you know, how do we uncover opportunities for people? But that's definitely a next frontier. But at the same time, the coolest thing is, like, you just like hang out, and then you meet super cool people, and all of a sudden opportunities just bloom.
I was joking. I've been to a few of the locations, and it said the exact same. It's like it's just a very vibrant space. It's like from a design perspective, it's all like everyone is all like always has that same sort of cool tone, right? It's like almost going to like a Soho House. You almost like know what you're going to get, but it's far, you know, far beyond that. So
I have a question for you, because you talk about innovation all the time.
What
can you tell me that I can learn, you know, what can I take from this in terms of people you've talked to about, you know, how do I bring more innovative spirit to both myself, my team?
I used to manage a team, and I would do these things every Thursday, and I would just call it Thunder Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And I would like come in with an idea that's not related to our company. And we would just workshop those ideas. I think when you give people a chance to think outside their normal lanes of opportunity, then you start to, the unimaginable starts to happen. Right? You're like, oh, I never thought that would apply here.
Right.
Right. And like really looking at like, where can I connect dots that no one would normally expect? That's my abbreviated version.
Right.
Because we're running out of time.
Got it.
But I didn't mean to close your interview. But,
No, that's fine. Well, I think one of the coolest things about the environment that we've created and being able to take part in these kind of exchanges is that this is a dialogue that's happening among so many people. I mean, here at C2 and across the world.
Amazing, yeah.
The idea of creativity as a value is it's at one of its greatest points in history.
Yeah, so I think it's, you know, an environment like this, it's like be open, have a conversation, be curious. Like that's one of the biggest principles I find that's important with innovation. Like genuinely ask a lot of nosy questions.
Right, so, absolutely.
As we wind down, like where can people find out more about what you're up to? Where can they find you? Like what's...
Well, of course...
You're tall, you're easy to spot.
So yeah, I mean, I'm always around. People always seem to know where I am. My head is above the crowd, so I'm easy to spot. But WeWork.com certainly has the latest on what we're doing. And I think as we continue to grow, hopefully you'll see it in your neighborhood, wherever you are.
All right. Well, thank you. Everyone will be right back with another amazing interview.